I will submit to what the UN resolution is, and he can lift all the sanctions can be lifted. He's the cause of all the sanctions. He's the cause of all these problems. It's him, and he lets his own people don't realize that. And there's sure to be done. It has to be situated. We don't know.
Thank you.
Mayor Luke Ravensall and your staff, Public Safety Director Huss, Chief Harper, and your chain of command, we have to say the same thing to you. You should be at this meeting now, right now, to explain your actions. We're calling for a whole entire investigation. We want City Council to hold special hearings, and we also want an independent commission set up by people who are not involved in any local institutions to review this whole situation. It was a full-scale, military-style occupation with incredible use of force against unarmed civilians. And I was one of the persons with David who went there in July to testify. It is in writing, it is on DVD, that this is what will happen. As David showed you on this Miami model, there is a checklist, and we have been following as each set of procedures were carried out. The local authorities were given a playbook by Homeland Security, by the Secret Service, by whoever, and they followed it to the level. But you must ask yourself why, after the last G20 dignitary, I believe the Japanese Prime Minister, after throwing out that pitch on Friday, when they were gone, why would they choose to leave us in this terrible situation? Not only ruining whatever positive effects the G20 summit had, myself, quite frankly, I think it should not have been held here. And if they were going to go to this level of armament and military occupation, it should have been held on a military base.
the same sense, United States military aid, weapons, training were used to slaughter innocent civilians in Chiapas, Mexico, the indigenous people there. Now, again, that's horrifying, but it's not surprising. But it's not surprising because the United States is a long history of terror.
Probably not be a team. Likewise, I'm out of the folks that can set junk. The grocery bags leave all the colors drunk. The text of confusion and joy. A pink plastic pressing for breath. That's right. He's gone, wrapped up, chiffon, sealed tight, hung up, street bound, sack up. The shards of sweet shine, the voice and flute. The street mouth decodes the blues can do. This one. Dripping dreams.
Thank you. by Wolverine to obtain important national security information.
Mr. Chairman, I think that goes back to the quote you just read.
I am an American.
I'm sorry. I
have the right to remain silent. I wish to refuse that right. And if you refuse that right, then everything you say can and will be used against you. Well, I am a poet also, so that is what I want. In the mouths of poets, words are like actions. They define you. And if your words don't define you, then why are you talking? If you ain't trying to go forward, then why are you walking? You should sit down and shut up, and you have that right. But I'm a poet and an American, and my pencil sparks light with each word that I write. And I will stand there and fight to the dawn's early light. As the bombs burst in air, I'ma stand right there, and I will speak my mind. I am an American. I, truthfully, in the truth you never fully told and still don't tell, but I tell the truth of who you are because I am who you are. I am an American and I tell the truth. I am old women in department stores built atop the consecrated bones of Crazy Horse. I sign credit card receipts like treaties. I don't intend to honor a legacy of a debt that can never be repaid. I am restitution for the sweet dreams that can't come to the children who die because hush. Little baby, don't say a word, and you can't say a word, cause we built a Sears atop your grave, so you can't talk about the blanket soaked with smallpox that the government gave. I am the dead Indian baby swaddled in smallpox who watched the chickens come home. I, Malcolm X, I am not here to condemn America. I am here to tell the truth, and if the truth condemns America, then she stands condemned. I am the so many bones of the so many men and women that fell to ocean bottoms like tracks of the underwater railroad that led the wrong way to freedom. I am all the blank walls standing tall, a middle passage memorial to the names we do not know. I am Japanese American family standing in U.S. internment camps, concentrating on blank walls, remembering Harriet Tubman and slow dancing with the ghosts of Cherokees in prison in Alcatraz before they admitted Alcatraz was a prison and they called it a reservation. I am all the people trapped inside the lies we don't admit to. I am all the people in prison inside the history that never happened. I am the skeletons in the closet of the people who died waiting for their truth to come out. I am the truth coming out. I am America. And if you say I'm wrong, if you say we are not our history, if there is nothing but our present, then we must re-examine our scriptures with an eye for historical context. Look at our Constitution with a mind to reaffirm, for we are not created equal until we say so, and no commandments are contractually binding. All rights are alienable again, and freedom, it isn't certain. It isn't certain, but this is. I am an American, and I pledge allegiance to no flag. And our states, they're not united. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, I say to you this, there can be no one nation under God unless that nation is the world. For God made the world and man made nations. And if God were to honor man-made nations, he would do so with this condition that he honor them all equally the way he made them. So to pledge to one is to pledge against others, and to pledge against others is to pledge against God. And I am not ready to go to war with God. And despite the fact that I think war is wrong, I am an American. And I pledge to no flag, but to the people who made it, who waited, who saluted, who burned it, who hide behind it. I pledge to you. I pledge to see you clearly and love you dearly as mortals, as people, as flawed individuals who bring your flaws to my America and sometimes make mistakes. And when you do, John Ashcroft, and when you do, Mr. Bush, I will tell you, and I am a poet, so I will tell that ish well. You are wrong to go to war. You are wrong to ignore the homeless and exploit the poor. You are wrong to put money above life on this earth. You are wrong to judge people by how much they are worth. You are wrong to think you are entirely free if you want me to be silent because you don't agree. I am an American, and I will not be silent because you will be. I will not be silent because you want me to be. I will not be silent because you think it wrong to disagree with my country. You should read the Bill of Rights and understand it was my country's idea. I am an American, and I will not be silent. I will not be silent. I will not be silent, and you should use these words against me. And liberty and justice for all.
Would a man living in Los Angeles understand what a seagull is? Do we know about the ants there in the grass? Would the ants in the grass understand what the man's vulva is? Do they know you can buy Pepsi in aluminum or glass?
For this commercial, the look, the style, and the music is everything. Lighting should be dramatic, but not shadowy. Location should be beautiful, but not weird. Clothing should be contemporary, but not punk. Casting should be characterizations, but not to the point of poodles. In other words, we can go out of the ordinary, but we can't live there.
Would advertising executive understand where the homeless live? We know.
Clothing should complement each other. The photographic approach should be fresh, alive, and inspiring. Contemporary is a good word here. Like the 501 jean ads, like the Levi Cord Knight ads, like the Honda scooter ads. That all exist in the examples I've just described.
Would a man living in Los Angeles understand what a seagull is? Do we know about the ants there in the grass?
These Pepsi ads.
Would the ants in the grass understand what the man's vulva is?
These Pepsi ads. Should not look too urban, too ethnic, too new wave, or too anything. I know this may sound confusing, but I think it's better to know now than to argue on the set about it later. Good luck. Good luck, everyone.
Would a man living in Los Angeles?
Good luck, everyone.
Would a man living in Los Angeles?
Good luck,
Los Angeles.
Everyone.
Los Angeles, queremos que conozcan el gran sabor de Diet Pepsi.
I'm out of drink. drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds of blood, I'm on five. I've been the groceries, had the rain, like eating dog, get the bang. From the highest tree. What would you wait for me? Roses red, violets are blue, and sugar sweet, and so are you. This half is about a sun sun. Hang me. Play out there, roll, and hang me. I'm on the highest tree.
I'm on the highest tree.
Figaro, Figaro.
Figaro, 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 brava, Figaro.
Last month in Australia and Japan.
Being manipulated with psychotronic brain and treatment technology. I don't have time to explain. If we don't stop, we're all gonna be dead.
Yo, what the hell is that supposed to mean?
My friend here is trying to say. Y'all looking for another
ass-kicking,
all right? Let's point you in the right direction. Whatever you want to do, whatever you need to do. But if you don't do something, you'll never be able to think for yourself.
Calm down.
You get the master.
Thank you.
And that was Finn Riggins from their new album, Versus Wilderness. And they are going to be playing tomorrow night in Moscow at the 1912 Center, 3rd and Adams Streets, with Holiday Friends and Rhythm Memory opening. So don't miss that. And that was from the new album, as I said, Versus Wilderness. The tune was called Wake. Finn Riggins, out of Boise, Friends of Moscow. Before that, Shockabilly with Dang Me, Roger Miller cover from the album Coliseum, Eugene Chadbourne on vocals. I didn't quite get the name of the cut before that. That was the free speech poet guy. Might be Saul Williams, I'm not sure. But before that, we have Circumstantial Happenstance. Before that, Modest Mouse from the new album No One's First and You're Next. We heard the Whale song. The Black Keys before that, Give Your Heart Away from the Magic Potion album. Sonic Youth did Dripping Dream from Sonic Nerths. Finn Riggins also from the Versus Wilderness album. Before that, we heard Versus Birds. Sad Happy did Wendy's Pumpkin from Depth Charge. Ad Nostum before that did Untitled 3 from the Burner album. And depending on what format you're listening in, you may have heard Pearls Before Swine started the set with Dropout. 40 Acres and a Clone Mule coming to an end. Stats. Sonic Youth Needle Time, 7 minutes and 3 seconds. Amount of music brought into the studio and not played by weight, 51%. And number of circumstantial happenstances, 3. Well, have a good weekend, folks. See you at the show tomorrow night. And we got Free Speech Radio news up next, followed by some DJ or another. Not sure. Anyway, stay tuned for more and rainy weather coming. Guess 60 or 70% chance of rain tomorrow, 80% tomorrow night. So, you know, it's fall.
Welcome to Free Speech Radio News, a progressive alternative news program brought to you by the Pacifica Reporters Against Censorship.
Free Speech Radio News airs Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.